Loving God, please grant us peace of mind and calm our hearts. Give us the strength and clarity of mind to find our purpose and walk the path you've laid out for us. We trust in your love and know that you will heal any distress. Amen. Mother Claire began, Beloved family, I never thought I would see the day when we were invaded by China, but people who live close to the border said that hundreds of Chinese were crossing the river and coming into America. I asked the Lord, Where is President Trump? The answer I got was not a happy one. His movements are very limited. He has set into place strategies to work around situations, but he does not have the cooperation of all those surrounding him. Lord, please straighten me out so I can give a good answer to our followers, please. It is as I said, your president's movements are limited. Blessed Mother began speaking, My children, please pray for more souls, more prayers, and more love, as I have asked you all to do. Don't allow your peace to be stolen. This is why the Lord said, Peace be with you. It is important that you maintain your peace and inspire others to rest in His peace. Many of you will be leaving soon. Others of you will begin a very special mission on this earth. But at no time should you give in to fear and anxiety. The Lord will be with each of you, leading, guiding, protecting, that you may still bring forth fruit in the midst of chaos. You are ambassadors of the great King, and as such you will be given opportunities to bring many into the kingdom. Do not fear. God is with you, and each of you will be given the grace to succeed. And you, my little one, grasp the love He has for you and stop worrying. His love is so great for you. Even though you are a little nothing, He exults in caring for those of no account. He wants you to draw near to Him and rest in His radiant presence. From this place, your great peace will come. I know you don't think you've done much, but He is extremely appreciative of what you did do and even what you intended to do. He misses no thought of yours, and it does not please Him that you denigrate yourself. Denigrate means to criticize unfairly, disparage. There is a tendency to denigrate the poor. Disparage, regard or represent as being of little worth, worthless. Blessed Mother continued, The truth is that you are of great worth, fit to be His bride, and when the demons disparage you, they are in fact disparaging His choice for His bride. All righteousness resides within Him, and as His bride, you are clothed in His righteousness and have no need to denigrate yourself. Please stop doing this and put an end to it in the community. Dear children, it is not your righteousness that qualifies you to be His bride. It is His grace poured over you that makes you fit to be His bride. Whom He has called, He will sanctify and justify. He has called you out from among men to be His spouse. To disparage is not at all pleasing to Him. To stop doing this would be a very nice wedding gift. He has poured so many graces into you. You have used them wisely. So it is hurtful to Him when you agree with what the demons say, to denigrate God's grace working through you. This is a concept that all of you are far removed from, but I want you to get it and to know that your righteousness is in Christ. Many are called, few are chosen, and even fewer respond. You are of the company of souls that have responded, and the devils do all in their power to make you feel unworthy, worthless, and dirty, lacking in many virtues. This directly contradicts His picture of you as holy, righteous, and sanctified to be His very own bride. Remember this, my children, and when you catch yourself saying stupid or idiot, repent immediately and say, I am blessed of God, chosen to be His very own bride. Do this to counteract the poison that has been pumped into you for years, both by humans and also by demons. You see, This is one way the devils can attack God's character through his chosen bride. It is truly an affront to him. I will help you all to keep your wedding gowns clean without spot, wrinkle, or blemish, because your time to come before him is near.